Oh, thank you so much, patrons, for joining us for another bonus patch. We've got Laura here still with us.
Yes.
Laura, what would you like to talk about in this bonus patch?
Okay, who likes champagne?
Me!
I do!
Or, as it's correctly called,
sparkling
white.
Brut. Brut. Cuvée Brut.
So have you ever been given a very special bottle of champagne? Maybe a mum?
Oh,
maybe a Viv.
I got one for my Mother's Day gift for my mum.
Glorious.
Beautiful.
I thought it was great.
Get it wasted.
And no one understood the pun. I just kept trying to gesture towards her. I was like,
it's right there in the spelling.
I love you so much, mum.
Happy mum day.
So I got given a beautiful bottle of mum. Mm. For Mumma's Day.
They say in Europe, that's how they say it. Americans say mom. Europeans say mum.
Mumma, mumma.
Sounds like an ABBA song.
Mumma, 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 a man for midnight.
Mumma mia.
Why didn't I go with Mumma mia? I went with gimme, gimme, gimme.
It was just laid out for you, Christian.
Oh, my God.
You need to listen to some more ABBA.
It's the Song of Subba. It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful bottle of wine, upwards of $60 to $80.
Ooh. Lovely gift.
And it's in our house and I'm wondering when I should drink it because I don't want to spread it too thin. Mm-hmm. It's a special bottle of wine, but I don't want to drink it all just to myself.
So you do like champagne?
Oh, I love a bottle of champagne.
That's an important
sound. That is a huge distinction.
The sound
from
of that cork coming out is music to my ears.
Really?
Yeah.
I just I'm imagining a beat, mate. The problem was I couldn't do the cork pop.
Sure, so no you guys sound can came do out. Some kind of sound effect. Like,
gimme, gimme, gimme. I think it's a good distinction. So you want to get stuck into the bottle, but you don't want to appear to be an alcoholic. That's
no,
what we're trying to work
no, no,
out.
No,
she
no.
doesn't. She wants to know
I
how many.
I don't want
to
share it with too many people.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You want to get a good amount of liquid from it.
I want at least two glasses.
My question to you is, do you ever treat yourself to a full bottle of champagne?
No, I'd make myself sick.
So it would stop being an enjoyable experience.
Yes, and champagne is social.
Okay.
Yes.
Champagne is about Christmas time and parties and
great
good times.
What are the
good times with friends?
When good times with friends and champagne.
Champagne, you meant sparkling white.
Because I know flutes, but then there's the champagne, the wide ones, right?
Do you know why Do you know why they're that shape? Because they were modelled on Marie Antoinette's breast.
Yeah,
so
that's
what
the shape
is what
of
shape?
It. You know those
a
low.
Flute?
No.
So Madonna tits.
Oh, Marie. Get Marie to the doctor. She's eating a lot of cake and her tits look like glasses.
She's taking out eyeballs. No, Christian, the shallow ones. You know those wide, shallow ones? You don't see them often?
Of course, yes.
You might see them.
Yes, I know the
you
ones
You often
now,
see
yes.
them when they're in a pyramid.
Kim Kardashian broke the internet when the glasses were stacked in a pyramid and her hair was whipping the champagne.
Yes.
Those glasses.
What an obscure reference.
Is it? It broke the internet. How obscure could that be?
Yeah, it was modelled off Marie Antoinette's breast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris and Marie Antoinette.
Just the name.
Wombat Gully plant from.
Just the name. We got heaps of champagne.
Come on down.
Come on down. We got begonias and GH Moore.
What was your question, Josh?
Just to work out. So you think you want about two glasses.
Yeah.
So I think if you really want to get stuck into that bottle, you could do it as a two-person thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think
some nice soft cheese.
Yeah. I think two if you really want to have a lot of it. But if you want to, I think maybe you go out to four if you want to make it. You know what it'd be good for? Maybe some like pre-drinks before you go out with a group of four. Because then you'd probably get
so only two people get the champagne experience, but then you're meeting two other people out.
No. I'm saying one option, option A, is just the two of you just have a lock in.
A girl's night.
Yeah, a girl's night in. And you just get on it.
I want to know what this night is like.
Or another option is it's like pre-drinks with four of you. Oh, we'll crack the special bottle. It's going to be great. I think
four is too many.
Too many.
I'm not feeling that generous.
But what if you're like going out to a wedding or something and you might be having the afternoon?
No.
You want more of it?
Well, because I think it's got to be you can't drink mum and then get rolling drunk because then it all merges into the one thing and it all becomes a bit classless. Well,
here's a question for you, Christian. Do you think it's okay to as the host and the owner of the bottle to have more than an even share?
No.
Hey, know, look at us agreeing for once.
I know you didn't ask me, but I felt strongly about that.
Because it seems like you should be able to dictate that to be like, hey guys, this is the really expensive bottle that I got as a gift. I want to have an extra glass, I do want to share it with you guys.
No.
Wouldn't it be great if we could live in a society where that was acceptable?
You would do that, Josh, wouldn't you?
But that's like taking the bigger half of the
sandwich. Send a text message to let people know before.
Hey guys, I've already taken, it out in advance.
There you go. Or you message go, hey guys, it's going to look a bit weird, but I'm going to pour myself two glasses. Ignore it.
Yeah.
this champagne feels pre-popped. That's not a real pop. Someone's already poured a glass out of this thing. So I think if you were to do like a two-person experience and both be like dressed in pajamas or something, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Like sharing something really expensive while you're dressed down.
Yes.
That'd be a cool experience.
Yes.
But two gets you how many glasses?
I reckon you would get two and a half each if you did. If you did Madonna boob.
Yeah, it doesn't go far, does it?
Madonna flute.
Boob. Titty flutes.
It doesn't get you far, does it? Because I think bare minimum you want two glasses of that.
Are you feeling a flute right up to the top?
A finger off.
Oh, fingers.
So you put your finger. He's like, wait. Once it touches my finger, I'll take it out.
No, you should be from the top of the glass to where the liquid starts. You should have a finger. Depending on the size of the flute, but that's a little.
And the size of the finger.
But that's a rule of thumb.
Thank you. This is a bar rule, though.
Yeah, it depends on the. Like a lot of the glass will have lines and stuff. So depending on the size of the
If you're pouring at home?
I like it right to the top.
Right to the top.
Yeah. So you have to do a little sip.
Yeah, right.
But that first sip has to be pretty big to get the level down to a finger's.
I'm happy with big sips.
Big sip? Okay.
Are you going to nurse, if you're having a nice champagne like that, you're going to nurse it, Laura?
The baby? breastfeeding?
No. Are you going to take a long time to get through the glass? Rather than downing it quickly, you're going to take a long time, a lot of sips.
Yes, I'll do fancy sips.
Yeah, okay. Little small sips.
Once I get started, yeah.
Because I do find when you have a small sip.
Little bit of cheese.
Okay, so it's about the whole experience because I don't get champagne. Uh-oh. Champagne's got me. Big champagne. I don't get it. I sip it and people are like, oh, champagne. And I don't have that experience. I don't really ever have that experience from alcohol.
I'm enjoying it.
I guess so. Not compared to having an orange juice. I have a glass of orange juice. I go,
delicious.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so associated with parties.
Yes.
And
okay.
Like gatherings and get togethers.
It's just the feeling. It's the broader feeling.
It brings a feeling like no other.
Okay. Wow. GH mum sales.
I think, I think ideally you want to have at least two glasses of it. But I think I would prefer to tie it in with a broader celebration. I would rather it be the kickoff for a bigger event rather than an isolated single event. I would like that to be your lead in to be like, we'll start with this fancy stuff. It's going to be a great night tonight.
But you can't start with the fancy stuff.
Yeah, you can because you're clean and you're fresh.
If you're going to have the fancy stuff at any point, it should be at the start. When your palate is cleansed.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying is, do you have a big night after the fancy stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think you should.
No, I think it's an event.
The fancy stuff is the event. Oh, God. It's mum.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, there's more expensive than mum, right?
Mum in terms of expensive champagne, is bargain basement.
So what's the most expensive champagne you've tasted?
I think I've had that one Veuve
Cliquet. Yeah, I don't even know how to say it.
Veuve Crochet. I've never had a Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon.
He's got a
Dom
big
Dandenong.
Dom Dandenong. The local drink, local drop.
Dom Dandenong.
It was delicious.
There's a bit of bark in here.
I found an infographic. I sent it with the group chat the other day of like luxury watch brands, and they stratified them. There was like ultra luxury, and then special luxury, and then luxury, and then
Swatch.
And I had never heard of any of the watches. Like there was a dozen in each. The whole top two categories, I'd never heard of those watches in my life.
Did they mention Rolex?
Yeah, that was like one up from entry level.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Like they're just... There's a level of fanciness
that we're not associated with.
Dom Dandenong does not come close.
Yeah, so there's someone listening to this going, "GH mom,
yeah,
that's what we binge on.
That's like cat piss."
Philistines over here.
Yeah, and I bought it as a gift. Yeah, I saw it and I was like, "Oh, this is the stuff they have at the Grand Prix."
That's how
you know it's fancy.
That's what the advertising does. Whereas the super high end stuff, they don't advertise. They don't need to.
Yes.
You know, if you've got enough money, you know about those brands.
Yeah.
I think if it comes in a box, then you can give it as a gift. And that's that.
I agree. But that's why the wine and wine and spirit industry have really captured the market by putting their products in boxes.
Well, yeah, you're like your Johnny Walkers. When you see them in a box, you go, that's a gift. That's worth
a
gift.
So if you buy someone a bottle of Mumm and it comes in a box, does it also need the wine present bag?
Oh, I think the wine present bag is a must for all wine gifts.
No, I think the box.
Hey, what are you going to write on the box?
No, you don't need to write on it. You're giving in person.
Yeah, but you have to have the.
You don't
the whole
need
point
to write
the,
on a wine
but
gift.
The whole
start it behind your
gift,
back.
The whole point of the gift is holding it by its incredibly dainty strings and handing it over.
I think if it's got its own packaging, I think you're sweet. I think you cheapen it by putting it in a $1.50 wine bag.
So you're saying you recreate the element of surprise by holding it behind your back?
Yes, and then you reveal it around the side like holding
so
a baby.
So you control the surprise. You take that away from the recipient.
You're there. You're part of the surprise.
No, the surprise for them. The surprise for them is going, thank you for the bag. Looking in the bag, being like, what?
It's Mumm.
Mumm.
No, but then they know it's a bottle of something and their mind starts ticking. Whereas if it's exposed already, they don't have time to fake a reaction. You get the raw results right there.
Okay. So it's not about the recipient at all.
Not
it's
anymore.
About you.
Change my mind.
Wow. Yeah. So I very rarely would buy champagne as a gift. I don't know the right people or context in which to give it.
I think champagne for a gift should probably be drunk on the night.
Yes, I love that concept. Maybe a couple has recently become engaged and you're going around to congratulate them.
Yes, that's a
good
one.
You bring around a bottle of Mumm and then it's like, let's open the Mumm.
Yes.
I've got some soft cheese in the fridge. Let's make a night of it.
This is
why I love it so much.
So you buy chilled Mumm to bring.
Where are the tit glasses? Well, thank you, patrons, for another lovely bonus patch. Thanks again to Laura for coming in and co-hosting this week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, gents. Thank you.
You had a nice time. Thanks to Christian for being here again.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, Josh, for being here as well.
Yep. Thanks so much for your support, guys. We're going to be having rotating guests, so get used to this for a while, which will be a real lot of fun. I'm really excited. So we've got some good, fun people coming up, and we had a lovely one here today with
you. Yeah, thank you for kicking it off. It's actually – so with the patrons, we can speak a little more honestly.
Oh.
We speak about all the people that aren't patrons.
Those assholes.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is the first time we've had a guest on for years. Really?
I think maybe I came on as a guest and then you never had one again.
No, you kicked it off.
All right.
You kicked it off.
I think we did like four. We'd done like four or something.
Yeah. And then we had the live show guests, but we really, it's actually quite difficult to like, because I'm so familiar with the cadence of like Dion and the energy. And then you're like, oh, you're not putting Josh down.
I'm flirting with him.
Yeah. I don't know what to
quite
do.
The opposite.
Now I'm
and it's picking on you.
Yeah.
Just get a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really nice because I feel like you're a very warm presence. So,
oh, is that just because I'm wearing knitwear?
Yeah.
And you're an extra warm presence.
But yeah, it's also the first time we've ever had a guest with only three. Like normally we've had the three bus
plus,
and
then, yeah,
which are fourth. And I always found the fours difficult because it's like there's just an extra person to navigate communication wise.
Yes.
Three is a nice number for me. So,
do you think Dion will listen to these?
Yes.
100%.
Do you think you're making him jealous?
Oh, no, he knows that he's got a place back here. Yeah. It's not right. Like he's going to disappear.
You know you could. You know you could make him jealous.
Yeah, we could.
Oh. Anyway, this has been the most fun I've ever had on a podcast.
Thank you, patrons. We'll chat to you guys soon. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, Josh.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.